Vayter in Shas, we are in Shavuos, Daf Zayin, picking up on Vavam Beis by the bottom of the page, 10 lines up from the bottom, I believe 2, 4, 6, 8, yeah, 10 lines up. Tanu Rabbanan, important background over here, something we've been discussing for quite a little bit before. That is, the Torah tells us about the Chiyuv Karban Ola V'Yorid, Al Tuma B'Shogeg, right? So we said that if a person is Tame, and they go into the Beis HaMikdash, or if, let's say, they're Tame, and they touch something which is Kodesh, they have to bring a Karban Ola V'Yorid. Now, there's a general rule. The general rule is that the only time you bring a Karban, like bring a Karban Chatas, is if what that thing you did, Bishogig, if you would have done it b'mezid, you would be chayiv kares. Something that you do, a lav that you do b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares. Then if you did it b'shogig, then you bring a carbon chattas. But if you get something that you be something to be chayiv misa for, then the general rule is that you wouldn't be bringing a carbon chattas for that. Something where I want to take a look and just investigate this concept of Tumas Kachav and Kadoshav. If someone is Tame, that they eat something, they touch something which is Kodesh, or they go into the Beis HaMikdash like that, that they bring this carbon. Where does it come from? So the Pasuk says in Vayikra, O Nefesh Asher Tiga B'chol Davar Tame, someone who touches anything which is Tame, O B'nivlas Chaya Tameya, or with a Nevela of a Chaya that's Tame, O B'nivlas Vayimah Tameya, O B'nivlas Sheretz Tame, V'nela Mimenu, and bring a carbon. Okay, and what he's doing, he brings his arsham lashem on his chatas, his shachata, and the kevim and atzom, kispo, seris, izim, lachatas. And if he's not able to go into a four, this type of thing, then what does he do? He brings shtei torim, shnei b'nei yona, these two birds, echad lachatas v'echad ola. And if he's not able to do that, then what does he do? He brings his carbon from a seris, a efa, solus, lachatas. You bring, you know, flour, fine flour, etc. So we got this concept known as the carbon ola viorid. And now we want to know, how do we know that this carbon is talking about a tumas mikdash v'kadoshav? Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin she'ina kasa medarba eleva tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. How do you know this pasuk is talking about tumas mikdash v'kadoshav? That if you eat kachim, or you go into the mikdash when you're tamei, and maybe it's just talking about stam, straight up touching something which is tamei, right? Look at the straight up pasuk. You touch something which is tamei, even without eating it or going to the mikdash. All right, the pasuk doesn't talk about anything about eating the kachim or going to the mikdash. It just says a nefesh atika b'chol davar tame, and therefore it makes sense to explain that it's just talking about negiah. And you have a shogeg with davar tame. There's going to be carbon ol b'yoreh. Says gemara v'dinu. Well, it is a you can figure it out. Figure this out. V'dinu hoel v'hizir v'anash alatuma v'chiev carbon alatuma. Mashi izir va'anash al tuma, lo izir va'anash ela al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Afka shechiyav karmen al tuma, lo chiyav ela al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. We have a pasuk which comes along and it's mazir as it gives an azhara and a punishment on tuma b'mezid and a chiyav karmen ol v'yered al tuma b'shogeg. So just like ma'kishehizir va'anash al tuma b'mezid, just like we were warned and punished on tuma b'mezid, lo hizir va'anash elal tuma mikdash v'kadoshav. That's talking about the inyan of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and not just on touching tummy, not eating it or going to the mikdash. So too, in the chi of the carbon on the tuma b'shogeg, it's only going to be on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and not just on touching something tummy, but without eating kachim or kniset l'mikdash. Rashi then brings down the psukim over here that it says shenemar lo yitimu es mikdashai. Wait, there's a switch over there to as lo yitmu es machanehem, not to be metame the machane. So there you have it. We have asharis mikdash and bekachim lo yochal ad asher yitar hare asharis kodesh. Ki es mikdash Hashem timei v'nichras hare onesh mikdash v'nefesh yer ochel tzocha b'basar mizbech hashlamim hare onesh kodesh. So therefore, since we have that, so it makes sense to say this is what it's talking about. Hol v'hizir v'anash ala tuma v'chiev karban ala tuma mashe kishihizir v'anash ala tuma lo hizir v'anash ela al tuma mikta v'kadoshav af kishihiev karban ala tuma. This pasuk of being mechayev it is lo chiev ala tuma mikta v'kadoshav. Affect the gemara v'ema. Hold on a second. V'ema truma. Maybe that pasuk is talking about a kohen who eats truma when he's tamei. Maybe that's what it's talking about. Why? Shehizir v'anash. Because we also have an achilas truma of someone who's tamei b'mezid. The pasuk is mazir v'anash. The pasuk says b'kachim lo yochal adash yitar and umesu bo ki yichalu. Someone's going to die if they do it. Chayv misa v'lishamayim. So maybe it's talking about truma. If it's gemara lo ashkechan, like we said in our intro, lo ashkechan misa dechayev aleha karbon. We don't have such a thing that there's a carbon that comes from Misa. Like we said, only if something you would have done b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares, is that you did a b'shogeg, you're going to be chayiv a carbon. But now there's going to be Misa, so you can't go and include that. In fact, Gemara, who says, maybe that's normally, generally, when it's a regular carbon, emahani mili by a carbon kavua. If it's a normal carbon that stays exactly the same, that's what it normally is. Aval. If we're talking, beep, turn the page. Zanamanaf, aval, ola viyared nasi, the carbon ola viyared, which is already an exception to the rule, it's a different type of situation, and would say, you bring a carbon, even if it's something that was mazed, it's going to be misa v'shamayim. Midah dahava ashmias kol fabitus fasayim. Just like we have exceptions when it comes to shmias kol is shvuas shav, pardon, shvuas ha'edus, so shvuas bitoy de'istnehu nami v'carbon ol v'yur, it says Rashi, ve'in onesh al zdonon lo misa v'lokaris. If a person who knows an edus and he swears that he doesn't, right, or he doesn't shvuas bitoy, like we spoke about way back in the vase, way back, 6 months ago, then we know that the mezid of that is not misa and it's not karis, and yet still you bring a carbon. So here also, even though it's a different situation, still you go ahead and you'd bring, we say we're talking about truma, and then we don't have the case of tumas kadosh, mikdash mikdashav. And for the Gemara, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, by the carbon all of a yared, okiiga betumas adam lechol tumasa sheyitma ba, it says the word ba. And if we dash in the word ba is lamute truma. It's excluding truma that, a tummy that eats truma, but shogig is not going to be chayav a color of an olive yarit. Frankly, Gemara, what are you talking about? Ema ba lemute mikdash. Why don't we say it's coming to be b'mayit mikdash v'kadashav? That if you're tummy and you eat the kachem or you go into the base of Megazah, you don't bring a carbon olive yarit. The lo sagilei. That wouldn't be enough to be mechaper for him that if he goes in, let's say, to the mikdash when he's tamei b'mezid, we know he's going to be chayav kares, and therefore it's not enough of the carbon olive yarit. In order to be mechaper, ad maisi carbon kavua. He's got to bring a carbon kavua. So the pasuk is saying only by truma that it's going to be, but not by tumas mikdash v'kadashav. And for the Gemara, kari rava ale dirabi dole mayim miborus amukim. Basically, the Gemara is like, wow, this was a good question over here. So therefore, Rava said about Rebbe, we're not going to come up with another answer to show that it's talking about Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, that it's talking about the violation of the temple or its holy things. How do we know that's what the pasuk is talking about? And that's what Rava says about the following thing Rebbe's going to say. Kari Rava Alei the Rebbe, he says, Dola Mayim Mibor Samukim. He brings out water, he draws water from deep wells. Titanya, because we learned in a braisa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, which says in the pasuk in reference to the carbon ol v'yored, it says the words O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tamei, or the soul that touches any davar tamei, o benivlas chaya tamei, o benivlas behema tamei. And we could ask, ekra ani chaya behema laman emra. The pasuk would have been enough just to say the lashon of chaya. Why does it have to go out of its way to add in or benivlas behema tamei? Is it right? Behema is included in Chaya. For the Gemara, Namar Kan, Behema Temea, Venamar Lahalan, by the carbon olive yard, it says Behema Temea, Venamar Lahalan, by someone, a Tame person who eats Kachim on purpose, Bemezit, it says Behema Temea. We have the same words over there as well. So, Ma Lahalan, the Tumas Kodesh, right, talking about Tame, the eight kachim. Afkan, with the thought of the other, the pasuk is talking about Tumas Kodesh. Fractigama, okay. Ashkechan Tumas Kodesh. We found about a Tame who ate kachim. Tumas Mikdash Minol. And how do we know that the pasuk is talking about someone who's Tame who goes into the base of Mikdash? Amar Kra, because it says, by a Yoledis, someone who gives birth. Bechol Kodesh Losiga Vel Mikdash Losavo. End of the pasuk is ad melosi mitahara. And every kodesh you can't touch, and you can't go to the base of mikdash. And iskish mikdash lekodesh. don't touch Kodesh, don't go in the Mikdash, and we have a comparison, Mikdash to Kodesh, and therefore we say, by here also, Mikdash for Kodesh as well, there's a chiyuv going to be a carbon olive yard with a tummy, eats kachem and shogeg, and so too, you're going to be chayev, a carbon olive yard with a tummy who goes into the Mikdash for shogeg. Ihachi vex the Gemara, if that's what you want to say, b'chol Kodesh lo siga, that it's talking about a tummy that eats kachem and shogeg, is going to be chayev this carbon olive yard, so then, same idea would be that a tummy who eats truma nami, if you eat truma b'shogeg. You should also be chayev a carbon olive yard. The Amar Mar, because the pasuk says Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, Bechol Kodesh, which is including everything, right? This darshan from there, from the word Bechol, is Lo Rabbis says Truma, that it's aser for Yoledis, and to go and to touch this, and also to full yom. And for the Gemara, Hamietachmana, that's what the Torah is coming to Mayet when it says the word Ba, and therefore we know we're Mayet Truma of Tuma Veshogeg, then I can be Chayav a carbon olive yarit. Now for the Gemara, how do you know? Ema Ba Lemeute Mikdash. Why don't we say it's coming to Mayet something else? That is, that someone who's telling you eats Kachim is going to get Bechayev carbon olive yarit. But Ba is telling you just that, but not someone who goes into the Beis Hamikdash when they are Tameh, then they're not going to get Tumas Ol, they don't have the carbon Ola V-Yarit. Oh, and for the Gemara, Mistabra Mikdash Lo Mimatim. It makes sense that we're not being Mamami Tumas Mikdash. Why? Shekain Bekares Kimosa. If a person who is Tameh and they go into the Mikdash B'mezid, we know they're going to be Chayev Kares, just like if they ate the Tumas Kodesh, so therefore, we're going to be Ma'it, not that, but Truma. Because the Truma doesn't have a Chayev Kares when it's done B'mezid, but it's just Misa B'dei Shamayim. Now the Gemara tries to flip it around though, but Adarabah, Truma lo Ma'it, and let's not be Ma'it Truma. Why? Because Shekain Achila Kamosa. It's Achila. Achila, Achila. Just like the Tumas Kodesh Yuchayev on eating the Kachim, and therefore, and so is Truma of eating the Truma. So we should Mamaye Tumas Mikdash, which is Chiyav, is not talking about Achila, it's talking about walking into the Mikdash. And therefore, Truma, you should be Chayev coming all over your yard and not being just going into the Mikdash when you're a tummy. Gemara is on a roll of questions here. Basically, he's kind of stuck and says, you know what? Yeah, that's a good point. We got to find another way to bring this raya that going into the Mikdash when you're tummy, you're going to be chayav carbon olav yurt. El amarava. Little intro what we're about to see. There are three times that the Torah says, a chi of kares, for someone eats a carbon shlamim when they are tummy. One pasuk says, kol isha shar yikrav mi. Another pasuk comes up and says, someone's tummy needs is going to be kares. And then the third one, three times it has the time that it tells us you're going to get kares for eating shlamim when you're tummy. So now, shalosh krisos b'shlamim lama. Why one time you get kares? Why three times? Everything gemara achas leklal, achas leprat, the achas letumak suva batora stam. First one is for a klal. The general rule of a person who goes ahead and he is he's tame, he gets kares for going ahead and eating this type of things. Second one is for a prat, meaning that the first pasuk it says kachim, that's a klal. You have all different types of kachim. The second pasuk is the shlamim, which is a prat, a specific one. And this is, we know the rules over here. Kol davar shahaya b'chlal v'yatzah min haklal l'lamed, lo l'lamed atzma yatzah, l'lamed haklal kula yatzah. That the second pasuk that it explains that the chiyuv kares on the shlamim seems to be extra, because obviously it's swallowed up in the idea of the first pasuk of kachim, chiyuv kares on it. The first one. So therefore, why did the Torah decide to go ahead? Why would it write it, the second pasuk? It's coming to teach you about the first one and make a hekesh to the second one. It's just like the second one. It's talking about a shlamim, because, it's talking about that. So too, the first pasuk, when it says kachim, it's just talking about kachim is beach. Shlamim is kachim mizbeach. Therefore, the first pasuk when it says kachim is talking about kachim mizbeach, which is coming to exclude kachim bedek habayis, that you're not going to be chayiv on them because of tumah. Ve'achas, and the third time that it goes ahead and there's a chi of kares for eating shlamim with tumah, letumah ksuba batorah stam. That's coming to teach about tumah that's written by a chi of carbon olav yored.
that if the Torah says it's tam, and it doesn't explain what exactly the tumah is talking about, ve'eni yodea mahi, says the Gemara, havi omer tumas kodesh.
Talking about somebody who's tameh who eats kodesh. Oh, that person's going to be chayav karban ola v'yored. And says Gemara, v'meinu inyan l'tumas kodesh, the nafka le midarebi. And if it comes out that we don't need this anymore, because we already learned that from Rebbe's drasha, or from the Gezeirah Shavah, that Rebbe learned that a karban ola v'yored, about a tame that ate kachim, and taneu inyan l'tumas mikdash. Then we go out and we teach it, that to be talking about tumas mikdash, as someone who's tame, that goes into the mikdash, b'shogeg. If he goes to Mez Chayiv Karis, he goes to Meshogeg, he's going to be Chayiv in Olav Yored, and that is the Mayim Amukim, well, based off that other Mayim Amukim of Rebbe's statement. You can't do that. You can't do that. This third time that it says the word kares, we need it for something that Rabbi Avo says. Why do we have to have these three krisos? Achas leklal, achas leprat, the achas ledvarim she'enam ne'echalin. We don't need it to teach about somebody who eats something which is tum, you know, they're tum and they eat something with this kodesh, because we already learned that from Rebbe Shtickel. So rather, what's it coming to include? V'achas devarim she'enam ne'echalim, is somebody eats something which isn't eaten. This is something which wouldn't normally be eaten, like the atzli marocha or levona or ketores. They eat that which is weird, but that person is going to be chayev and the carbon olav yored in such a case. Or at least you're going to get a you're going to be chayev kares if you eat while you're in tumah, devarim she'enam ne'echalim, like things that wouldn't normally be eaten. So therefore, you don't have this pasuk anymore to tell you about bias mikdash when a person is tameh. And the Ula Rabbi Shimon da Amar, and Rabbi Shimon, we're not done with our attack over here. Ula Rabbi Shimon da Amar, devarim she'enam ne'echalim, ein chayev maleim kares mishum tumah. According to him, it says, no, you're not going to be chayev a kares eating things like that. Still, we can't learn out this third thing to teach us about tumas mikdash. Le'esuye chatos pnimios. Because he says that extra thing is coming to include something else, and those are chatos, that is brought pnimi. That needs a zah bifnim on the paroches, and a mizbeach, a zav, like a par v'sar shiom kipurim, upar koin mashiach, upar helam dabar. That someone who goes ahead and eats these things when they're saying tumah are going to be chayav karis. Why would you need that? Why isn't it included in a chayav karis? That's on anyone who eats kachim b'tumah. The salkadai techamina hol vam Rabbi Shimon kol she'enu kariv al mezbeach achitzon kishlamim ein chayav mala ala mishem pigel. He's of the opinion that any carbon that is not brought on the inner mezbeach like a shlamim, rather it's brought on the outer mizbeach like a shlamim, but it's brought on the mizbeach panimi, you're not going to be chayiv on it because of pigel. That's if you have the wrong thoughts, when doing a karban. Mishum tumah namila. Then you think, oh, okay, then you're not going to be chayiv mishum tumah on these karbanas also. And the chatos panimius is not a karis on eating it. Kamash malan. Therefore, you dafka need this pasuk to say the word the third time karis. The mechayiv tell you are going to be chayiv karis. So therefore, we're up to the creek again. So where do we know carbon olav yored for a person who goes into the mikdash when they're tamei? So we try another attempt. Ella amenar toyim shmei derava. They come and the answer as follows. We can learn out from the fact that the psukim talk about the idea of tuma three times. Remember, we talked about this as kari three times. Also, says the word tame three times. Shalosh tumos b'shlamim lama. Why do I need to say the word tame by each one of the shlamim? One say it one time, and we'll know. Achas leklal, v'achas leprat. One, I'm telling you the klal of tuma, and achas is saying tuma leprat. Only something has a chi of kares, which is kotche mizbech, and not kotche betekabayis. V'achas and thirun letuma ksuva v'torah stam.
It's going to be the teacher of a tumah that's written in the chi of carbon, written stam as carbon ola viori. Veni yode amayi, I don't know what he's talking about. Have you already tumas kodesh? If we know it's tumas kodesh, v'im eino enyan la tumas kodesh, we don't need to tell me about eating tumas kodesh, right? The nafkalim in the rabbi, because we went out from rabbi already from the gzeir shava, centenary in la tumas mikdash. Let's say tumas mikdash is going in when you're talking. Bam. Says, what do you mean? V'ay nami baili. We are, just like we answered before, we need it. We need that also, because I did the baili le mikdash, kares, look at the rabbi of old, just like it says the word kares three times. To teach the din that the zechi of karis also eating tumas kachim that are not right to eat, like the lavona, whatever it may be. So kasav nami tumos. It also says the word tumos delo sagi la belav hachi, because without this, then Revo wouldn't be able to make his drasha. If I hadn't written the word tummy three times, then I would have expounded the kari, the third karis, for something else and not for achilas tuma of kachim, which is not right to eat. Therefore, that's not extra for you. Elama Rava. How do I know when you go to the Bais HaMikdash when you're tummy, you're going to be chayav a carbon olah v'yored? Who asya tumaso tumaso? We have a gzeirah shava carbon olah v'yored tumas mikdash because it says tumaso tumaso. Ksiv hacha by a carbon olah v'yored. The pasuk says lechol tumaso. It says o ki yiga v'tumas adam lechol tumaso asher yitma bo. Right, is that lashon? Beep, turn the page. Zayin Mabes, Uksiv Hasam. By a person who goes, who's Tamei, who goes to the Mikdash, Bemezid, it says the lesson over there, Tamei Yia O Tumaso Bo, Malahalan Tumas Mikdash, Afkan Tumas Mikdash. Bam! So the answer is Gezer Hashava, and that seems to stick. Ve'el affecting Gemara now, Ba, remember, use the word Ba over there to come to be Mamayit, someone who eats Truma. That they're not going to be chayiv a carbon olav yared. Lomeli, what do I need that for? There's no reason to think that you would be chayiv these things. Certainly can't learn out truma from tumas kodesh for tumas mikdash, because both of those are chayiv karis b'mezid, but by truma you're not going to be chayiv karis for that. And for the gemara nechinami, l'rabos nivasos of tahor. It's coming through something else entirely. It's not excluding truma, because that we know there's no reason to even think that in the first place. Rather, it's coming to include nivlas of tahor. Oftar is an interesting, and the veil of an oftar, it's a kosher animal, has an interesting din. It's not going to be metame somebody, bimaga, ubimasa, by touching it or by carrying it, like it would an oftame, a non-kosher animal. How is it metame? Only through eating it. And a person who eats it becomes tame, only when it's in his throat, then it becomes tame. And the Torah is coming to include that if he ate this, then he went into the Beis HaMikdash, b'shogeg, he's going to be chayav a carbon olav yored, even in this type of circumstance of tuma. What do you mean? You said the word ba is a miyut, and suddenly you're calling it a riboy? And for the Gemara, mishim de miyuta hu iyater. This miyut is extra, and therefore it's coming actually l'rabos, to include something. Why? Because it says in the beginning of the pasuk, ksiv, o ki yiga, or if it touches. Right? You can be mamayit from these words that dvar negia in. That's something. You're going to be chayav a carbon all over your it. But the labar negia, if you wouldn't become tummy through such a thing, then that, right? Like a nevelis of tower. It's with tummy just through eating, but it's in the base of blia. So you're not going to be chayav all over that. Uksev. And then it says ba, which is a miut, a miuta, miuta hava, a miuta, so hava miuta achamut. It's a miut achamut. The ain miut achamut, a little rabos. You don't have two negatives unless you're coming to make a positive. Two negatives make a positive. Since the nevelas of tahor is excluded already from kiyiga, and then we have a ba at the end, we don't need it to exclude tuma of truma. Therefore, it's a negative, and a negative makes a positive. Period. Okay, we have the next part of the Mishnah that said a statement of yesh ba yidia b'tchila v'ein ba yidia b'sof seir anase b'fnim. You knew that you were tummy at the beginning, but you didn't know at the end. Then the sayer that's done inside in Yom Kippurim are going to be tola until he's known, and then he brings the carbon ola v'yorid. Now we're trying to address this idea. How do we know this? Where do we know that this sayer that's done b'fnim is going to be tola on the tumas mikdash v'kadashav in a circumstance when you know in the beginning and then you didn't know at the end? Tana Rabbanan. The Torah tells us about a sayer that is done, this carbon that's brought on Yom Kippur, v'chiper ala kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael. Clearly, this is mechaper, something that there's tumah involved. Yeshli be'inyan zeh lahavi shalosh tumos.
This is clearly coming to be mechaper. For it comes out to three different types of tumas, three averus that has the word tumah connected to it. Tumas avodah zarah, v'tumas gilui arayos, v'tumas shvichas damim. Where do we find the word tumah? Tip avodah zarah who omer leman tamei is migdashi. Avodah zarah is mitame kinesis Yisrael, which are mukdash. Talk about this baruch hu. Begilui arayos who omer ushmartem is mishmarti. Lebilti asos mechukos hatoevos velo setamu bahem. By the way, this is this week's parasha, folks. Bishvichas damim huomer velo setame es haaretz. Yachol al shalosh tumas halalu yehi sa'ir mechaper. You would think that in these three tumas, that the sa'ir, apinimi, is going to be mechaper. Tamad lomar mitumas b'nei Yisrael velo koltumas. Mitumas velo koltumas. Says Rashi, mitumas al koltumas, from the tumas, not all of them. Behold, v'la pirish l'chal eizu mehem lo masrin elecham. It didn't explain what it is. It's given over to the chacham and l'farish eizu medaber. Say lomar b'bin yinav. It comes to give it to the chacham in order to figure out what it is. And, and they learn out from a binyanav. Ma matzinu shechilek akosav miklal kol tumas. Havi omer tumas mikdash v'kadoshav af kan b'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav divi Rabbi Yehuda. What avera do we find that there's tuma that you split, the pasuk splits it from and removes it from other tumas? We know this is a tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Rashi says that the Kaman of first law, it's going to explain what exactly we're talking about over there, where that is. So too, Afkan, that the Pasuk is Mechalek between Averos, Avonos, and there's one oven that the Sire is going to be done Bifnim, is going to be Chapar. We say it's Betum of Mikdash for Kedoshav. That's what it's referring to. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. You don't need to learn it out from a Mamatzinu. Mimkomo, Shimon says, Mimkomo Mucha. You can learn it out from its own place. Rashi says, Eina Tatsarich Lachriel Mimakam Acher, Kibo Atzmo Chriya Kosov Shena Medaber Ela Batumas Mikdash Vigdosov. From it itself, you can learn that out. Harei Omer Vichipa Ala Kodesh Mitum Os Shel Kodesh. Right? It says this will be Vichipa Ala Kodesh Mitum Os, that it'll be a kapara for the sanctuary from Tumah, mitumas shel Kodesh, which is Tumas of the Kodesh, the sanctuary, which is Tumas Mikdash be Kodashav. That's what the Pasuk says, al Kodesh mitumos. Yachal al kol Tumah sheba Kodesh. You would have thought, al kol Tumah sheba Kodesh, yesar yizem mechaper, that this goat is going to atone for every shogeg of tumah that's connected to this idea, even if there's the idea in the beginning and at the end. Tamad lomer mipishayim l'chol chatosam. The Torah therefore says, and from their pishayim, their rebellious sins, among their averus, chatoyim dumya dipshayim. This has to be a chait, which is doma to a pesha. Chait meaning something done b'shogeg, right? Similar to one that's done with Pesha, Ma Pshayim She'en B'nei Karban, just like a Pesha is doesn't get B'nei Karban, Rasha She'en Pesha El Amazed, that's what it's talking about, it doesn't Amazed, Av Chatoim She'en B'nei Karban. So too, Chatoim that the Pasuk speaks about, She'en B'nei Karban. The Chatoim are something that are not connected to our Karban, but Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav that has Yediyah in the beginning and Yediyah at the end, is just a Helam in the middle, that you bring a Karban Olav Yorid on that, the Sayyid is not going to be Mechaper for it. It's like the Gemara, Uminayin Liyesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Ein B'Yediyah B'Sof, Shesayir Tole, that it's actually Tole, it's going to protect the sinner from any sort of Yisurim. Right, until he goes and brings, he knows and he brings it. Talmud Lomar L'chol Chatosam Chai Ve'Chatos B'Mashma. The Mashma says the Torah is speaking about a sin, a chait, that you're able to come to a Chiv Chatos. Meaning, there's Yediyah in the beginning, and there's no Yediyah at the end, but when you're told that what happened over there, then you're Chai V'Chatos. But Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, She'en Ba Yediyah, if you didn't have Yediyah in the beginning at all, then you're never going to be able to come to a Chiyav Chatas, and therefore the Sire is not going to be Mechapar on it. Okay, my friend, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.